Captain Matthews stepped forward and glared out at the room again. "All right," the captain said. "You all have a picture of the girl, Samantha. We're asking that you help us get it out there and, if people see her, you know, citizens. You can call that special task force hotline, which you have that number too in the media. And if we can, circulate the number and the picture. Let's get this girl back. Alive." He gave the room his money shot, a determined and virile glare straight into the cameras, and held it for a beat before he said, "Thank you for your help." And he stood there for a moment longer with his manly jaw clenched to give the photographers one last good shot of his commanding facial features, and then he said, "All right, that's it," and turned away. Predictably enough, the room erupted into enormously loud chaos, but Matthews just waved an arm and turned away to say comforting things to the Aldivars, and that really was it. I pushed forward to get to Deborah, collecting and distributing several hard elbows to the ribs along the way. I found my sister standing off to the side, opening and closing her fists. A little bit of color had returned to her cheeks, and she looked oddly rumpled, as if somebody had just woken her from a bad dream.
"If I ever have to do that again," she said through her teeth, "I'll turn in my goddamn badge."
"If you ever try to do it again," I said, "Captain Matthews will take it from you himself."
"Jesus fuck," she said.
"Was it as bad as it felt?"
"Oh, no," I said, "much worse."
I suppose my sour mood prevented me from seeing it coming, but Debs whacked me with an arm punch. On the one hand, it was nice to see her recovering from her ordeal, but on the other hand, it really hurt.
"Thanks for the support," she said. "Let's get out of here."
She turned and began pushing angrily through the crowd, and I followed, rubbing my arm. Reporters are odd creatures. They have to think very highly of themselves in order to do their job at all, and clearly some of them who had seen Deborah's pitiful performance must have been very good at that kind of self-delusion, because they apparently believed that if they only shoved a microphone at Debs and shouted a question, she would cave in under the pressure of their perfect hair and teeth and blurt out an answer. Unfortunately for their professional self-esteem, however, Deborah just kept moving forward, batting away anything they put in front of her, and pushing hard at anyone foolish enough to stand in her way. And even the reporters standing back toward the exit, who saw quite clearly what happened to their colleagues, thought so highly of themselves that they tried the exact same thing, and seemed surprised when they got the same result. Because I was following Deborah, several of them eyed me speculatively,